This morning on WCHL, recent allegations that UNC student-athletes can't read have pushed the university to measure its academic status.
We are moving toward an answer to the question, how is the university performing academically?
Plus, will we see student-athletes unionizing soon? Climate change and land conservation are hot topics among hopeful Orange County commissioners.
We've acquired 1,000 acres for parks and natural area protection, and we have conservation easements on more than 2,000 acres.
And the Chapel Hill Fire Department has said goodbye to a veteran of more than three decades. On a much lighter note this morning, Jay Leno is coming to DPAC, and we have a pair of tickets to give away later on in the hour. All of that and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina baseball team dropped its third straight game in a midweek non-conference meeting yesterday. Plus, we'll look ahead to the 2015 football recruiting class. And
I have the ACC tournament's new theme song when it moves to Brooklyn in 2017 and 18.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:06 at WCHL. We have 26 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit on the nippy side this morning, but it will really be a nice day. Mostly sunshine, our high today in the upper 50s. Rain on the way for the weekend, but not today. UNC leaders are proposing a new approach to measuring the university's overall academic status. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We are moving toward an answer to the question, how is the university performing academically?
That's UNC Provost Jim Dean. He introduced the Carolina Metrics Project, which seeks to build a set of guidelines to assess the university's standing and sets targets for improvement. In an operation as vast as UNC, Dean said it can be challenging to measure academic performance accurately. This push toward transparency on a broader level comes at a pivotal time for Carolina, as its reputation continues to undergo scrutiny for academic fraud scandals of the past involving student-athletes. This week, two new former UNC football players came forward on nationally televised sports programs to say that they were encouraged to take no-show classes in order to retain their athletic eligibility. Dean did not comment on their testimonials Wednesday. Dr. Ronald Strauss, UNC's executive vice provost and chief international officer, was also behind the proposed performance measures. He said the five factors that could be used to determine academic performance include measures of the quality of faculty members, the campus environment, the quality of the student body, and benefits to the public from the university.
Our goals are pretty clear. We want to build a set of visible, accessible metrics to measure academic status, but we also want it to transform into some form of a dashboard that's visible to stakeholders, our audiences, our constituencies.
Strauss said that he solicited feedback from many campus constituencies in formulating the framework for academic performance, adding that he wants it to be realistic.
The cautionary tale is that at least the Educational Advisory Board felt that some universities have taken this as a self-promotional endeavor, and so the only variables that are put up are the variables that complement the reputation of that university, and that's not what we're seeking to do here.
The full Board of Trustees meets Thursday, during which UNC Director of Athletics, Bubba Cunningham, will speak about the daily lives of student-athletes. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Here's a story you've been hearing on CBS a lot. A regional director of the National Labor Relations Board in Chicago has ruled that football players at Northwestern University can create the nation's first college athletes union. The decision means the NLRB agrees that the athletes qualify as employees under federal law and therefore can legalize or legally unionize. The university argued against a plan which was started by outgoing Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter and supported financially by the United Steelworkers Union. Northwestern says it plans to appeal to the full labor board in Washington, D.C. We'll wait and see what kind of legal or local implications this has, and you'll be hearing more about the story on CBS throughout the day. Orange County commissioners will sit down with the Chapel Hill Town Council tonight to discuss a potential funding partnership to pay for the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard revitalization plan. The town's plan calls for $10 million in roadway and infrastructure improvements to the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection, along with rezoning of 190 acres to promote economic development nearby. The council will ask county commissioners to pledge a portion of the increased tax revenue the project will generate to help pay down the debt. The two groups will also discuss the next steps for the Orange County Transit Plan and how best to partner on recycling and solid waste disposal. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen will also participate in a joint public hearing at the start of the meeting to get feedback on a plan that will allow more agricultural enterprise in the rural buffer. The joint meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Orange County Commissioner candidates talked climate change and land conservation at last night's forum focused on environmental issues. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Candidates running for a seat on the Orange County Board of Commissioners outlined their top environmental priorities last night at a forum hosted by the Orange Chatham Sierra Club. Barry Jacobs, who has served on the board for four terms, said he wants to make sure the Lands Legacy Program continues to protect natural areas, watersheds, and agricultural land.
We've acquired 1,000 acres for parks and natural area protection, and we have conservation easements on more than 2,000 acres. We have drawn down grant monies so that that land has cost us half as Orange County taxpayers of what we have had to lay out.
Earl McKee currently represents District 2, which covers Hillsborough and the unincorporated portions of the county. He touted the success of the Voluntary Agricultural District Program.
If we're going to focus on open space preservation, we've got to work with the people that own most of the open space in Orange County and that's the agriculture community. The Voluntary Ag Districts, having that program and the increase in the number of acres over the past few years, has done a lot to encourage farmland to stay in the farming community.
Mia Burrows is a member of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board, looking to make the switch to the Board of County Commissioners. She said she'd like to see more collaboration between the county and the school systems in planning recreation areas.
I think we'll want to continue to do co-locations with schools the way it has been done with the Gravelly Hill School and the West 10 Soccer Complex. I think there's a lot of good cooperative programming and use of resources that can go on.
Burroughs faces Gary Kahn for the District 1 seat, representing Chapel Hill and Carrboro. As the only Republican in the race, Kahn stressed that he, too, values conservation.
I am pro-conservation. As much as our legislatures, you know, in Raleigh are anti-conservation, I am pro-conservation. So I want to make that point perfectly clear. I'm a Teddy Roosevelt kind of Republican.
When asked how to reduce the county's carbon footprint and tackle climate change, District 2 challenger Mark Markopoulos said the region's local food system is key to increasing the area's resilience.
The price of food is going to skyrocket as global warming wreaks havoc around the country, California, Mexico, Florida. Food prices are going to go up. Local food is going to be highly valuable.
Bonnie Hauser, who's challenging Jacobs for an at-large seat on the board, said the county needs to do more to help residents prepare for natural disasters.
Climate change is here. It's time to be prepared for disaster. And the county does have a disaster plan, but no one in the community knows about it. And so we need to get it out to the communities, especially our affordable communities who are being stuck in places with no heating, no cooling. That needs to be fixed.
Early voting begins April 24th. Both the District 2 and at-large races will be decided in the May 6th primary, while Burroughs will face Kahn in the November general election. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Pastor Rod Chaney of Sunrise Church in Chapel Hill is making his second run as a Republican challenger for the District 50 seat in the North Carolina House. WCHL's Danny Hooley caught up with Chaney recently.
Our state has come a long way in just the past couple of years. I think we've moved up quite a bit in the area of business and economic prosperity. And I hear voices out saying they want to turn around and go back.
That's NC House 50 candidate Rod Chaney. The dissenting voices he's referring to are familiar to anyone who's been keeping up with local news over the past year.
There's a group that on Mondays seems to go down to Raleigh and give their view, and I just don't think they represent the majority of voters in NC 50.
Regardless of Moral Monday protests, Chaney says he feels the residents in the northern end of Orange County and parts of Durham and their views have not been adequately represented in a long time. He says he's out to change that. It's the second run for Chaney. Back in 2012, he beat current Republican challenger Lewis Hanna in the primary but lost against Democrat Valerie Fouché. He says the race against Fouché actually gave him confidence to run again.
We won half the precincts. I spent about $85,000. My opponent spent over $105,000.
When he ran in 2012, Cheney highlighted his support for charter schools. It's something he still strongly believes in.
We can do better in education. We can move education to more of a free market basis.
He says he supports tax reforms from the North Carolina General Assembly that he says made the business environment more friendly in a state that needs to consider the business climates in South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee.
We are competing to attract businesses from those areas, and I think they've moved us much, much closer to be competitive.
Cheney says he opposes a planned light rail system between Orange and Durham because he doesn't believe the population density exists to make it financially viable. And he adds,
I think that any time you begin collecting money for a project like that and leave it available for politicians, they will end up misusing it.
This time, the Democrat in the race is Representative Greg Meyer, who was appointed to the District 50 seat when Fauci was chosen for the District 23 Senate seat after Ellie Kinnaird retired. But first, the May 6 primary. Cheney says the main difference between himself and Republican opponent Louis Hanna is that Hanna doesn't really touch social issues. Cheney, on the other hand, is not shy about offering his views. Here he is talking about the issue of same-sex marriage.
Well, I believe marriage is between one man and one woman. When you begin redefining that, you kind of open it up to whatever anybody wants to say it is.
In the coming weeks, WCHL will reach out to candidates in all local races. For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
North Carolina House Representative Verla Insko, a Democrat representing Orange County District 56, is responding to accusations that she thinks women can get prostate cancer. The Carolina Mercury reported that a YouTube video released by America Rising PAC was edited to give that impression. Here's Insko in a cut from that one-minute video.
You're saying prostate, the treatment for prostate cancer is covered by health insurance?
Sure.
What percent of the prostate cancer patients are women?
Her question was posed to Dr. Chris Convert during a recent hearing on the Affordable Care Act. Insko says America Rising took her question out of context. On her Facebook page, she said it was not intended seriously. She just wanted to make a point about coverage for women's health issues. The video has been making the rounds on Facebook, and it's bringing her some negative feedback. In response to an email from someone who called her a moron, Insko replied that certainly she knows women don't have prostates. She went on to write, quoting here, "The health insurance plan I have is the same as male state employees. I'm not complaining that my insurance covers treatment for prostate cancer or Viagra or testosterone." Insko is running against Republican David Pratt Carter to retain her House seat. And I saw what Verla Insko had on Facebook yesterday, and it's quite, come on. It's 8:17 at WCHL. I'll tell you what, man, it's political season. You don't know what people are going to accuse you of.
That's right.
Yeah. How are your ovaries, Rand?
I don't know how to answer that.
Now, somebody's going to put a video on YouTube saying that that's I was asking you about your ovaries and
exactly.
That I think men have ovaries. You know, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. But let's talk about the issues. Let's not talk about stuff like that. It's 8:17 at WCHL. I'm sorry.
Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season.
It's time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you by Sturtevant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com or you can give them a call at 942-TIRE. Sturtevant's Tire Pros. Now with your morning traffic. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northrup.
Thank you, Ron. NC-54 seeing some delays right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. That's heading westbound. Heavy delays in some areas, so be on the lookout there. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40 seeing some minor to moderate delays. Also 15501 northbound and southbound between NC-86 Columbia and NC-54 Raleigh Road seeing some delays there as well. I-40 heading eastbound between NC-54 and Apex Highway, NC-55, seeing some minor delays right now as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season!
Which way did you go, George? Which way did you go?
Bolly go down the hole.
Oh, boy. It's one of those days, folks. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You know, Cruisers has the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. 27 degrees. Still cold this morning, but it's going to start to warm up soon because we expect a fairly nice day. Mostly sunny. High today about 58 degrees. We might even hit 60. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Slight chance of showers, probably late, maybe even after midnight. Overnight low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies all day. 60% chance of rain, probably in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll have an even bigger chance of rain with a low in the middle 50s. And then on Saturday, a really cloudy day as well, with a high in the upper 60s. It'd be nice on Sunday with a lot of sunshine on the way.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 8:20. As I mentioned earlier, Jay Leno is coming to DPAC this weekend, and you'll have an opportunity to win some tickets to see Jay Leno, stand-up comedy act, coming up on Friday night, right here, this hour, on WCHL. In other news this morning, sad news, retired Chapel Hill Fire Marshal and Deputy Fire Chief Joe Robertson has died at his home in Mevin. Robertson was 68 years old. Chapel Hill Fire Chief Dan Jones told WCHL that Joe Robertson had been battling a lot of health issues for a long time. Robertson actually retired from the Chapel Hill Fire Department back in 1997 after 32 years of service. Here is Chief Jones.
He rose through the ranks and became the fire marshal. He actually served as interim fire chief for a period of time in 1989.
Robertson also served as a reserve police officer for the town of Chapel Hill. After leaving the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Robertson went to Florence, South Carolina, where he served as fire chief there for years. Robertson was a longtime resident of Carborough before he moved to Florence. He and his wife, Frankie, had a place in Myrtle Beach where they spent some time in retirement. Jones says that Robertson's health problems eventually made it necessary to move to Mebane to be closer to children and grandchildren. The chief describes Robertson as a super person. I would certainly echo that, and a straightforward guy who was a physical fitness buff. And he praised Robertson's contributions to the Chapel Hill Fire Department.
He helped introduce modern fire investigation techniques here in the Chapel Hill Fire Department. He also did a lot to build a working relationship between the fire department and businesses across town as it relates to code enforcement and safety and loss prevention.
Jones says that Robertson worked actively with the university to promote fire safety in student housing as well. Funeral arrangements for Joe Robertson are pending. Once again, Joe Robertson, 68 years old, is dead, and arrangements are being made. It is 8:22 at WCHL. News around town this morning. You're invited to the Carborough Century Center on Saturday for the annual Rhythm and Soul Concert at Chapel Hill's Footnotes Tap Ensemble. Footnotes will provide the dancing. Music will be provided by Peter Lamb and the Wolves. The show gets underway at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and $10 for kids. Love that name, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Chatham County officials are holding a groundbreaking ceremony on Friday for the new 911 First Responders Memorial to be located at 15501 just south of the traffic circle in Pittsboro. I'm sorry, that is not 911. That is 911 First Responders Memorial. Great memorial it's going to be. It's designed by Corley Redfoot Architects. The memorial will incorporate a steel beam from the World Trade Center, tilted at exactly 9 degrees and 11 minutes toward ground zero. The memorial is inspired by the events of September 11th, of course, but it will be dedicated to all first responders who've given their lives to keep others safe. A groundbreaking ceremony will begin at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Bring a shovel if you'd like to participate. 8:23 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And let's start with Carolina baseball. Number 18, North Carolina baseball team lost to Winthrop last night, 3-1 at Bosheimer Stadium. Tar Heels now 15-9 on the season. Tar Heel offense was stymied. UNC's only run came at the first inning when the Tar Heels had the bases loaded, but they were able to get one out of it. Tar Heel pitcher Luis Paula absorbed the loss for his team after surrendering the long ball out of the park. Despite some solid relief efforts from Spencer Traynor and Riley Hovis, Carolina went down for the third consecutive game. Tar Heels try and get the momentum back this weekend, though. Next up for the Tar Heels, a three-game weekend series with rival Duke in Durham, an ACC three-game series. First pitch of the series is slated for Friday, 6 p.m., and Tyler Thornton, we talked with earlier in the morning, will be on the mound for Carolina. ACC Commissioner John Swofford announced yesterday that the league's men's basketball tournament is heading to Brooklyn. There isn't an Atlantic Coast Conference school within a couple of hundred miles, but New York is home to several large alumni bases and, perhaps more importantly, is a media capital, according to Swofford. He says he firmly believed that the experience for the players, the coaches, and the fans would be second to none when the tournament goes to Brooklyn. It's a media capital of the world. We want our brand in this city, in this facility. So we're really excited about this and what it can do for the Atlantic Coast Conference. The league will crown its champion at the arena in 2017 and 2018. It will be held in Greensboro again next year and in Washington, D.C. the following year, and then the move to Brooklyn for two straight years. The move to New York represents a shift from the ACC tournament's southern roots. After years of conference realignment, the state of North Carolina has hosted 50 of the 61 events in league history. It's not your dad's Atlantic Coast Conference. Tar Heel football team gearing up for the 2014 season, but the recruiting process for 2015 is in full swing. We'll give you all the details on head coach Larry Fedora, what he and his staff are doing. They have their eyes on some big-time targets as they continue to build up the Carolina football program. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a great report on our website at chapelboro.com. Please go there and check it out. It's 8:25. I'm Ron Stutz.
Hard Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I have the ACC tournament's new theme song when it moves to Brooklyn in 2017 and 18. This is Hard Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Old-timers may remember the popular TV show Car 54, Where Are You? And the lyrics to the song that opened the show. There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out with fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's do it Idlewild. Car 54, where are you? Since the ACC basketball began circa 1954, singing that song will be a good way to get over the head-scratching of the league's latest move. Sure, the ACC's new footprint reaches all the way to Syracuse, and sure, the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn is already considered the number two arena in the world as far as annual events and attendance. But Madison Square Garden also wanted the ACC tournament, and my guess is that's where most ACC fans would want it. They will have to get to know the Barclays Center, which has its own train stop and is partially owned by Jay-Z, who can get his wife Beyoncé to perform there 15 times a year if they want. But where ACC fans have been going to the Garden for years for holiday games, NITs, and even this weekend's Sweet 16, venturing to Brooklyn and getting to an arena that sits where Gunther Tutti patrolled the streets, at least theatrically, will be a major change. For ACC fans, the expense will be enormous, at least four nights in a New York hotel, and if they choose to stay in Manhattan and commute to Barclays, that and the food and the cost of the tickets will make it a $4,000 or $5,000 weekend. Not exactly like commuting to Greensboro and holding up two fingers outside the Coliseum. So the rich better get richer, because that's who will be going to the ACC tourney in Brooklyn, the fastest-growing city in America. John Swofford says the ACC has great roots in New York from Frank McGuire and Lenny Rosenbluth and all the great players who migrated south from the city. Despite the Big East's domination for years, it's remained a recruiting hotbed for the ACC, and I guess Swofford and the coaches want to perpetuate that. But it will be a completely different experience for sure, and those who venture there for the first of 2 years might decide that, for them, it's a one and done. There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out with fights. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Oh, boy, Art. I think I'd rather stay here in North Carolina and hear you sing. It's 8:28 at WCHL. And also, there are a lot of excitement, not in regards to men's basketball right now, although Virginia is still alive in the NCAA tournament, but a lot of excitement surrounding the Carolina women's program. Tar Heel women in the Sweet 16 out in Stanford, California. They will take on the South Carolina Gamecocks coming up on Sunday. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on WCHL.
Are you or a loved one living with a chronic condition such as heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, or depression? UNC Family Medicine's Healthy Living Classes are for you. Living Healthy is a free 6-week workshop to help you understand and manage your symptoms, including learning how to manage your medication and tips and support for healthy eating and exercise. Join us. Learn and take control for more healthy living. For more information, call 962-4971. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the Triangle source for your office equipment needs. I've been married for almost 6 years. I've got a beautiful 3-year-old daughter and twins on the way. I love golf, I sing in public, and I'm a huge fan of the Tar Heels. And I also happen to really know how to set up your office. I'm honest, I'm direct, I love talking with people and making long-term connections, and I won't disappear like some people do the second they make a sale. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncor.org.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $66 towards lawn services, available now for $33. Spring is finally here, and Green Energy Lawn Care wants to offer you a cost-effective lawn care service free of hazardous chemicals and noisy, smelly equipment. Let the professionals take care of any one of the following tasks: mowing, spreading mulch, organic fertilizer, compost, top dressing, compost tea spraying, or aerating. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks pretty good. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 50s. We might even hit 60. Tonight, a slight chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day, 60% chance of rain with a high of 65.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett, 25 known dead in the Oso, Washington mudslide. That includes Dane Bruner's sister, Summer. Her body was found in Oso. She was in her car when the mud hit.
It was beyond recognizable. There was no glass. The roof was gone. The trunk lid was gone. We didn't see the hood by any means, but and there was nothing in the interior that was recognizable. It was full of mud.
Bruner says he'll continue to help search for the 90 people listed as missing from the mudslide.
There's still a lot out there, and I'm going to be right back out there searching again. I'm taking some time to grieve with my family, but I'll be back out there.
CBS's John Blackstone.
This is emotionally difficult work for all of the searchers, and it's physically difficult too. We're told it's so hard that even the search dogs are having trouble working in all the mud and debris.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 29 degrees, finally warming up a little bit, 8:32 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. University of North Carolina leaders are proposing a new approach to measuring the university's overall academic status. WCHL's Rachel Nash has this report.
We are moving toward an answer to the question, how is the university performing academically?
That's UNC Provost Jim Dean. He introduced the Carolina Metrics Project, which seeks to build a set of guidelines to assess the university's standing and sets targets for improvement. In an operation as vast as UNC, Dean said it can be challenging to measure academic performance accurately. This push toward transparency on a broader level comes at a pivotal time for Carolina, as its reputation continues to undergo scrutiny for academic fraud scandals of the past involving student-athletes. This week, two new former UNC football players came forward on nationally televised sports programs to say that they were encouraged to take no-show classes in order to retain their athletic eligibility. Dean did not comment on their testimonials Wednesday. Dr. Ronald Strauss, UNC's executive vice provost and chief international officer, was also behind the proposed performance measures. He said the five factors that could be used to determine academic performance include measures of the quality of faculty members, the campus environment, the quality of the student body, and benefits to the public from the university.
Our goals are pretty clear. We want to build a set of visible, accessible metrics to measure academic status, but we also want it to transform into some form of a dashboard that's visible to stakeholders, our audiences, our constituencies.
Strauss said that he solicited feedback from many campus constituencies in formulating the framework for academic performance, adding that he wants it to be realistic.
The cautionary tale is that at least the Educational Advisory Board felt that some universities have taken this as a self-promotional endeavor, and so the only variables that are put up are the variables that complement the reputation of that university, and that's not what we're seeking to do here.
The full Board of Trustees meets Thursday, during which UNC Director of Athletics, Bubba Cunningham, will speak about the daily lives of student-athletes. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Commissioners will sit down with the Chapel Hill Town Council tonight to discuss a potential funding partnership to pay for the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard revitalization plan. The town's plan calls for $10 million worth of roadway and infrastructure improvements to the Ephesus Church-Fordham Boulevard intersection, which is really a congested area now, along with rezoning of 190 acres to promote economic development nearby. The council will ask the Orange County Commissioners to pledge a portion of the increased tax revenue the project will generate to help pay down the debt. The two groups will also discuss the next steps for the Orange County Transit Plan and how best to partner on recycling and solid waste disposal. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen will also participate in a joint public hearing at the start of the meeting to get feedback on a plan to allow more agricultural enterprise in the rural buffer. The joint meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. News around town this morning. It's almost time for the nation's longest-running indoor climbing competition. It's called Dixie Rock, and it takes place right here in Chapel Hill. The Dixie Rock Climbing Competition was launched back in 1989. This year, it's celebrating its 25th anniversary. Yes, anyone born in 1989 is now 25 years old. Hard to believe. Organizers are encouraging folks to come out decked in their best 80s-style gear, and there'll be 80s trivia contests and other activities in addition to the competition itself. They'll bring along your guitar and tease your hair and all that sort of thing. Dixie Rock will take place at the Chapel Hill Community Center beginning on Friday evening and continuing all day on Saturday. If you'd like more information and if you'd like to get registered, visit DixieRock25.com. 836 WCHL. Ellie Kinnaird says, isn't it a shame that our local elected officials can't get as creative as our middle schoolers? That is today's commentary coming up next on WCHL.
When you walk into Diamonds Direct and you walk into one of these other stores, it's a whole different feeling. It's a whole different selection. It's a whole different grade of merchandise.
Diamonds Direct's Joy Stagnone, comparing Diamonds Direct to one of those mega national corporate chain jewelry stores.
Half the stores you go into don't have any diamond selection. They pull up a computer and they go, oh, well, we have this at our other location, but this will be perfect for you. Let me get a deposit from you. We'll bring it in for you. We don't do that here.
Joy says it's also a difference in quality because each diamond at Diamonds Direct is hand-selected by the owners in Tel Aviv versus some corporate buying office.
They don't see every diamond they buy. Most corporate offices don't even know about half the merchandise that's being bought by the buyers until it's in the store.
Diamonds Direct.
You're buying from a massive selection where you're going to choose the stone that works best for you.
Better selection, higher quality, unrivaled passion.
Honesty, integrity, selection, caring about the customer more than the almighty dollar.
Diamonds Direct, the Carolinas' direct diamond importer.
I will not sell a diamond to anyone unless I love the diamond myself. I won't compromise. Not when it comes to diamonds.
Outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
This is Ron Stutz. Join me Saturday, April 12th at Briar Chapel for their 6th annual Earth Day celebration. The Triangle's largest green community is throwing the biggest blowout for their favorite day of the year. Start your day off at the Briar Chapel 5K, then enjoy great eats at the food truck rally, beer from Carolina Brewery, plus crafts, games, and more. While you're there, tour 8 model homes and check out the latest green home features. Learn more at briarchapelnc.com/earthday. See you there.
Ted Seagroves proves why the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is worthy of protecting your family by receiving the President's Club Award.
It's geared on not just sales, but service and all aspects of the business so that you're just a well-rounded agency doing lots of things for your clients.
Just like the Tar Heels, the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is always up to the challenge. Contact them today and let Ted's family protect your family.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, Eric, thank you so much. 8:39 at WCHL. Zach Godwin joins us now from chapelboro.com, and Zach always comes in and tells us about what people are tweeting, and he said, I got a good one today, and I'm really curious to see what this is.
All right, Ron. Well, this morning we've got a contest that's been going on since 1983, but I just learned about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Name of the Year. And it was started on an Ivy League campus in 1983. They don't say which one. I'm not sure if they're trying to hide it for the school's sake or their sake. But each year they pick a winner of Name of the Year, and these are all legal, real people's names.
Uh-huh.
Some examples of past winners in 2009 was an NFL player actually named Barkevious Mingo.
I love it.
In 2008, the winner was Spaceman Africa.
Oh man,
and that's a real person's name.
No kidding.
2006, Princess No Candy.
Hmm.
Back in 1992, the name of the decade was Assumption Boltron.
Wow.
So I've got this year's bracket. It's 64 seeded names that you can vote on to pick the 2014 name of the year. And I want to get your vote. I picked a few matchups.
Okay.
And I want to hear your pick.
All right.
This is a 2:15 matchup. The two names are Boofus Dewberry. And Bernie Wagon Blast.
I'll go with Boofus.
Boofus Dewberry. All right. That was from the Boltron Regional.
This okay.
Here's the Sithole Regional. The 3 seed, Seamus Beaglehole. And the 14 seed, Wubbo Ockles.
I'll go with Seamus on that one.
Seamus Beaglehole.
Yeah.
Here's the Dragon Wheel Regional. This is another 2:15 matchup. The low seeds are just as good as the high seeds.
Yeah, they are.
There's Dr. Eve Gruntfest.
Uh-huh.
And Ginger Pinholster.
Dr. Eve Gruntfest on that one.
All right, and here's the last one. This is a 6-11 seed, a little bit closer. Dr. Xerxes Mazda.
Okay.
And Kodiak Yazzie.
I'll go with Kodiak on that one.
Kodiak Yazzie, all right.
I'm still hung up on Barkevious Mingo, to be honest with you.
He apparently played for the Cleveland Browns. I'm not sure if he's still playing. That's all I know. I don't even know what position he played.
Wow.
I was more interested in the name. But I'm going to, on the Chapelboro Twitter feed, our handle is just at Chapelboro.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to post a link to the full bracket so everybody can go and take a look at all 64 names because they are all hilarious.
Well, I might actually do well on that bracketology.
That's
you know?
True.
I don't do very well on the NCAA stuff, but this name thing might catch on.
Yeah, everybody can go on. We'll post a link to it, and you can vote on it yourself.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks a lot. And if anybody wants to get involved in this, how do they contact Chapelboro and WCHL?
Like I said, the Chapelboro Twitter handle is just at Chapelboro. Mm-hmm. You can get in touch with WCHL. It's just at WCHL.
It sounds good. Well, thank you, Zach Godwin.
Thank you, Ron.
It is 8:42 at WCHL. We're going to climb up on the roof in just a moment, but first, today's opinion piece.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Well, they've done it again. That amazing Phillips Middle School team has won another national contest. Last year, they took the award in the Siemens We Can Change the World contest, and this year they won the National Lexus Environmental Award. This all started when students at Phillips heard that our landfill was closing and we were trucking our waste to Durham. They looked for a way to keep waste from their school out of the landfill. They created a project that diverted liquids that were being thrown away in their class into a composting barrel. Everyone was amazed at how much was collected that didn't go to the landfill, and so were the Siemens judges. This year, the team expanded their project to the whole cafeteria. They set up barrels to collect food waste and lunchroom paper for composting, and other barrels for recyclable plastic, glass, and cans. The very large amount collected means that waste will not be sent to the landfill. And those fuel-inefficient trucks will not be polluting the air. The cost to the town of trucking our waste to Durham is $900,000. So this is a win all around. Next, the team plans to take the project school system-wide. The Lexis judges were impressed and saw that this was not only a workable project for our schools, but could be replicated all over the nation to solve a big waste reduction problem. Congratulations to Rohan Deshpande, Joshua Zhu and Helen Zhang, Vincent Chen, Arden Reynolds, Quentin Siradesky, Graham Zimmerman, and Elizabeth Farmer. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 844. It is warming up now to 30 degrees in Chapel Hill. Believe me, it is a veritable heat wave out there. We started out at 26 this morning. It's 30 right now. We're going up to about 58 degrees and a lot of sunshine today. A nice day for climbing on top of a house. Charlie Quayle is here from Chimneys Plus Gutter Solutions. He was one of our sponsors for the Healthiest You Challenge, which wrapped up last night. And first of all, Charlie, it was a good time last night, wasn't it?
It was. It was great to see everybody enthusiastic about shedding a few pounds and a few inches. There were a lot of proud people out there.
And living a healthier lifestyle, and you know, they all kind of inspired each other. And I think you can't really appreciate it until you were right there in the room with all those people and that energy. It was amazing.
Right. I talked to one of the trainers, and they were just right in there with them as well, which is a critical part of it. Sometimes it's hard to motivate yourself, but when you have a coach, it seemed like that added a lot of value there.
I know that when doing your kind of job, you have to stay physically fit because you have to do a lot of physically exerting things. But take just a minute, if you would, and explain to folks what Chimneys Plus Gutter Solutions is all about.
Well, it's two different areas of your home. It's the chimney, the venting of a hearth appliance, and the gutters are actually very important in taking water off your roof and getting it away from the house. Critical systems, and really, both of them have a lot to do with water, Ron, believe it or not.
Water is a real enemy, if you're a homeowner.
Yeah, it's a life-giving source, and it's also a real deteriorating source, and I call it the Chinese water torture, Ron, but both the chimneys and the gutters give us that headache of water in the wrong area, and gutters that don't work create a lot of rotten
wood.
And windows, thresholds, decks. They're aggravating when you try to walk in a door and there's water dripping over your gutter. And also chimneys are a penetration in your house, and there are also structures that stick up in the weather, and they get affected by water, and the water actually does get into the house in a lot of cases and creates a lot of problems inside of homes with mildew growth, with sheetrock rot damage. And so especially this time of year, there's a lot of headaches with water and chimneys as well.
Water damage is one of the worst things that can happen to your house because the repairs are expensive, so you want to guard against that. How do you help people avoid all those headaches that a lot of people are having right now after all this strange weather?
Well, as far as the chimneys are concerned, sometimes people don't know where to turn, and Chimneys Plus fixes leaky chimneys, and that's and sometimes roofers like to do the roofs, but they aren't equipped always to deal with the complexity of what a chimney brings. And we're equipped with techniques, with products, with the expertise of diagnosing. There's about 32 different ways that that water can get in through the chimney area, a masonry chimney. From the roof flashing to mortar joints that are cracked or weathered. There's pores in the brick. There's the top of the chimney that often has a lot of cracks and stuff.
Yeah.
So we really take this very seriously and can help present a program of water treatment that will guaranteed keep the water from penetrating into your home space.
The name of the business is Chimneys Plus Gutter Solutions. How do folks get in touch with you, Charlie?
You can look us up on the web. ChimneysPlusGutters.com is probably the easiest way to look us up.
You guys are based in Pittsburgh, but you basically do work all over the place.
All over the triangle area.
Every year. And I can personally say that Charlie has done some work for us, and they're excellent and professional in every way. So get in touch with Charlie Quayle.
Thanks, Ron.
Gutters, Chimneys Plus Gutter Solutions. And thank you for coming in this morning. You brought a whole contingent of people with you. Is that your fan club out there in the hallway making all this noise?
Yeah, well, I don't see anybody, so I guess it is.
They're in the other room now.
Thanks, Ron.
It sounds like a party going on in here. Hey, thanks a bunch. It is 8:49 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
What's the biggest risk trying to buy a diamond online just by looking at its specs on a computer screen?
9 out of 10 times, the diamond is never what they think it's going to be. On paper, it was fine, but it was not nearly as pretty in person. It was not at all what they thought it would be when they got it.
That's Diamonds Direct graduate gemologist Joey Stagnone, who says it's hard to buy a diamond online because every diamond is unique. Even two diamonds with the same grade on paper can look way different.
That's your biggest risk with most diamonds on the internet. They don't look in person how good they look on paper.
Maybe it's got a brown tint or it's cloudy or hazy.
Most of the diamonds that end up on the internet are diamonds that stores didn't want.
So what may appear to be a real deal may end up being a real disappointment. Diamonds Direct guarantees a better price on a better diamond with free service for life.
If you ever have a problem with the ring, if you ever lose a little side stone, if she ever needs it sized, if she ever needs it polished, all that's free for life here. That's a service you can't put a price tag on.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, a real deal with genuine value on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from...
Gear up for spring adventure with new Chaco sandals from Grid Outdoor Provision. We are serious about sandals and Chaco builds the best. Stride through campus with signature style wearing the sandal that's perfect for hitting the books or the beach. Get your new pair of Chaco sandals at the Eastgate Shopping Center location, which features all the new arrivals from Chaco and a whole lot more. So gear up and strap in for the upcoming spring with Gray Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook or visit grayoutdoorprovision.com.
Spring into a Honda at Crown Honda South Point. Get the best deals now, like a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, just $199 a month. Why settle for less than a Honda? Spring into a new Honda at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. $24.99 down payment due at signing excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Ron Stutz in the morning and progressive talk all day. Yep. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Yes, sir. 8:52 at WCHL. And did you know that one of the country's premier comedians, Jay Leno, has performed hundreds of comedy shows around the United States for the past, gosh, decades? He's been around for a long time, and he loves doing stand-up, goes all over the place doing that. Even when he had his TV show, he was doing that on a regular basis. You can experience America's favorite television personality when he comes to Deepak tomorrow night for an unforgettable night of stand-up comedy. We have a pair of tickets to give away today, and we also have a pair of tickets to give away tomorrow for tomorrow night's show. If you'd like a pair of tickets to see Jay Leno in concert... stand-up comedy at Deepak tomorrow night. All you have to do is be caller number 9 right now. 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 9. You win a pair of tickets to see Jay Leno.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. So I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. Even though I'm a workaholic, I believe that you need to have time to shut it off, and you need to be able to enjoy your family, your spouse, whoever it may be. And it's so important, because if you get wrapped up in the everyday work, 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 this has got to be done, people suffer that are part of your family. People that are workaholics get so intensely involved that they forget that balance of life is the most important thing. Fortunately, we're able to travel all over the world. I love to go in and watch. I ask questions about how they run their businesses. How do they run their lives? How do they run their families? Because reality is this: you can be the best business person in the world or the best employee in the world, and if it's all you do and you forget your family, you haven't done anything. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
All right, congratulations. Thanks for all the phone calls, first of all, but congratulations to Brian Graham of Durham, who is our ninth caller, and he wins two tickets to see Jay Leno tomorrow night at DPAC. If you didn't win tickets this morning, then be listening tomorrow morning sometime between 6 and 9 a.m. I'll also give away a pair of tickets to see Jay Leno, 8:56 at WCHL. Hey, one more chance for you to win something this morning. If you can remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, what is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call me and tell me, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And your number to call, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Wes Hare, you are today's WCHL hometown hero. I want to congratulate you on many years of social activism here in our community.
Jane and I came down here to Chapel Hill in 1969, and I got on the faculty of school of social work. And I had pretty much expected that there was going to be some kind of revolution in this country. And it didn't really happen. But this has led me into a variety of community effort things, human things that just need to be looked at.
I know that you're very active in Justice United. What does Justice United do?
What it basically does is try to look into community neighborhoods and see how to encourage people to get active, to take power where they're being oppressed. And right now they're focused on affordable housing.
You are so committed to protesting, and I know that you made quite a few appearances at Moral Mondays in Raleigh this past summer. Why is that so important to you?
Well, the first thing I need to say is that my wife, Jane, and I both have our dates on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that the government of North Carolina is refusing to engage seriously in the struggles of poor people and working people who are at minimal jobs, and refusing to give any options to health care, and refusing further to make it possible for people to be assured that they can get to vote. The districts have been gerrymandered so that the opportunities of people to get to vote have just been significantly restricted.
Wes, I know that here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, this is a community that's really a hotbed for protesting and people who stand up for what they think is right.
Certainly it is. And it's very hard to get these same people sometimes to get really out on the streets. This is certainly an active liberal community, a lot of well-educated people, people who understand that there are reasons that the poor are not able to get a fair shake, that workers are limited in what their rights are, and the wages are extremely limited. And at the same time, these people sometimes have a great difficulty really taking on these issues.
Wes, I want to add that your far better half, Jane, is also a member of the Raging Grannies, and she stands up for what she thinks is right as well. Thank you for all that you do to make life better for those of us who live here in Orange County.
I appreciate that, and I also want to be sure you know that I'm a granny group because I keep up with Jane the best I can.
Good luck with that. In addition to all that, for years, Wes Hare has been serving as a crossing guard at Raskus Elementary School. Wes Hare, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Thanks, Ron.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, really nice day, mostly sunny today. High today in the upper 50s, we might even hit 60 before the day is over. It is 31 degrees right now and warming up.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo.
On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sinopin.